from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Every offseason, it's like, all right, what do we have? Like, what ingredients do we have, you know, for Joe Brady and Josh Allen to work with? And that's every skill position, running backs, tight ends, receivers. What do we have? What are we doing well? Do we have a bunch of guys that can separate? Do we have speed? And so you're trying to give them as many different options as you can, because you're going to play different teams, different weather, because you're going to get everything all season. Do we have guys that have good instincts, good feel in zone, make the play, turn it up?
Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean earlier this morning talking with us about his receiver room. He brought up his receivers. I said, what do you like to watch out there? He talked about the one-on-ones, DBs, receivers, 7-on-7. So he's got his eye on his receivers there, and talked to us a little bit about the group, the variability they've got. Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher, Buffalo Bills training camp here. And joining us is play-by-play voice of the Buffalo Bills, Chris Brown. First time I get to introduce you as that with us. Congratulations, of course.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I was on with Joe. You were on vacay when the announcement came down. But, yes, thank you. Really excited. Looking forward to the season, man. I hope we got a lot to get excited about.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, man.
Yeah. It's a lot of new faces. And, you know, one thing Brandon's talking about there that I was glad to hear him say, and I think sometimes I have to remind myself of this, watching Keon Coleman in the DB one-on-ones when they're running to the end zone, I'm thinking to myself, it's cool to see him get this work, but I'm not so sure how many times he'll even get this route during the season. Like, you practice a lot of things at training camp. You get a lot of reps. There was a fade pattern to Andy Isabella, and I'm thinking, that's never going to happen. But you're still getting a look at everything that everybody can do out here.
That's true. That being said, though, there is value in seeing him deliver on those plays every single day we've been out here. That is not lost on me, because there's a lot of rookies that have come in here and have not done that, whether it's dropping the ball, not completing the execution of the play, whatever the case might be, or having an answer when it is a call it period and the defensive coordinator is calling something that the offensive coordinator has to call against. And can you, you know, come up with an answer on that play? And more often than not, he has. And I've said this on our show on One Bills Live and in other places, I still think that Keon Coleman is vastly underrated in terms of football IQ. I think he is miles ahead of a lot of other rookies at that position. He is a very, very clever player, because he can, number one, recognize the coverage of the defense. Number two, recognize what the DB is trying to do to him and where that DB's help is in terms of leverage and other things, and then have an answer for it in the span of 2.5 seconds. And he is open more often than not because of that. And then on top of that, he's open when he's not open because of his ridiculous physical skill set.
And part of that skill set, and Brandon mentioned this, they're called receivers because they catch the ball. I mean, that's one area where he really stands out. Like, he plucks the ball. A lot of times receivers, you know, you got body catchers, you got pluckers. He's out there showcasing the hands on a regular basis.
Right, and I think if you look at the last couple of drafts, the Bills have prioritized catch rate, sure-handedness, Khalil Shakir, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman. Gabe Davis may have been an example of why that's important, because Gabe Davis is a 52% catch rate player in his career. He just got $13 million a year, and I love Gabe. You know, guy for a fourth-round pick gave the Bills probably what you would expect out of a fourth-round draft choice, maybe even a little bit more, you could argue, in terms of the touchdown total. But 7 games last year, guys, with one or no catches.
Yeah.
That's not a number two receiver. You could argue he was there four by the end of the year. It just didn't pan out, I think, the way they had hoped. And I think it, how his career kind of matriculated in his time with the Bills, I think convinced Brandon Bean in the personnel department, let's focus on guys that can actually catch the ball at a very, very high rate and will be. It's almost like a Moneyball approach. Because I think of Moneyball, and I know you're familiar with that, and the movie and the book and all of that stuff. And Billy Bean, who just passed, I saw.
Different Billy Bean.
Different Billy Bean.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes, I saw a story that someone made that mistake because I thought the same thing.
Okay.
Baseball player, I think, is who passed away.
Not the GM.
Not the GM.
Different Billy Bean. The Billy Bean that passed away was only 40.
Because that Billy Bean was a player also.
Yes.
Anyway, so sorry to get off on a tangent here, but I kind of equate it to the on-base percentage priority that Bean and the Moneyball A's put on players. To me, this is similar.
Yeah.
It's all about catch rate, because catch rate makes you a more efficient offense. And it doesn't jump out like receiving average or touchdown total or yardage. But to me, catch rate is similar to on-base percentage for an NFL offense.
I'm picturing the boardroom. What does he do? Snap the finger. He catches the ball. He catches the ball.
You've seen the draft room conversation when they took Kincaid.
Yep.
Terry Pegula, he's telling him, like, this guy catches better than anybody else.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what happened at the end of his rookie year, because he was right up there. He wasn't ahead of Shakir, but Kincaid was pretty high.
Yeah. And then the one element you don't really get to see as much out here, because they're not – you know, they're not tackling the same way they would in games, is Coleman got a lot of credit for how good of a yards after catch player he was at Florida State. I mean, he was doing some punt return stuff for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw Shakir have that on display, like the Pittsburgh play, and we know that's Samuel's forte. I almost feel like what Bean said and what we've kind of been like, they have these different skill sets throughout, but then they have the common thread of, like, the catch radius, and also I think, right, can we say common thread of them all is they're going to be a better team once the ball's been caught?
You would like to think so. I think the proof will be in the pudding. But I think a lot of times it's more about the skill set after that reception and knowing where the defense is. And I think Coleman is good at that. I think Shakir is more reactionary.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's just got so much shake to his game.
Sure.
Like, you just think about the touchdown against Pittsburgh last year, where he puts his hand on the ground and he does a 180 spin.
Yeah.
And I want to say it was a linebacker that was trying to corral him and wait for help to arrive. And, I mean, he shook him completely out of his shoes.
Yeah.
Like, it was, I mean, it was a shake and bake move.
Yeah.
And he was just, like, ankle breaking.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that a lot in football. Like, guy just ankles broken.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone. And it's not just 10 extra yards after the play. It's a touchdown.
Right.
So, yeah, get excited about that, because I think this receiving corps has that in their arsenal, and it goes deeper than just one or two guys.
speaking with Chris Brown here from Bills training camp, the rest of the offense, the offensive line, I feel like Bills fans, right or wrong, I mean, I'm doing this, I'm kind of treating it as a given. It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. They've got the returning players. You know, they switch Mitch Morse out. Okay, but generally I feel like things are okay. If Spencer Brown is healthy, Osiris Torrance had a great rookie season by what you would expect. I'm just treating it like it'll just be fine. The question is, can they stay as healthy as last year? Because that'll be hard to do.
I think the law of averages says no. I mean, they didn't miss a start. I mean, Deion Dawkins only missed time when he sliced his hand open on a helmet in Week 18, and Ryan Vandermark had to come in. And you could do a lot worse than Ryan Vandermark as a swing tackle. You got a 7-year starter in Lyle Collins, who's going to be a backup here, who's a little longer in the tooth, and maybe that's a good role for him. Mm. And, I mean, has this team ever been this stacked at the center position with Will Clapp and Cedric Van Pran Granger sitting behind, you know, Connor McGovern? Said, yeah. It's like, wow. It's funny. I was looking at the depth chart of the Bears for the game coming up this week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And I'm thinking, oh, you know, if Van Pran Granger gets a lot of time because the starters don't play much, who could he be going against? And I'm like, ooh, you know, Zach Pickens, you know, he's their backup defensive tackle. I was like, he's already played against that guy at South Carolina, like when he was at Georgia. Like, he's seen half the league already for the last 3 years at Georgia. So, I mean, it's just, it's never going to be too big for that kid. So I think that maybe the most underrated part of this football team is the depth of the offensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really good.
I want the way their depth's built up, right? Like, I like Van Pran Granger. I feel like every draft person I've heard talk about him makes me think, okay, should I be thinking about this guy more than I am? But fifth round rookie and McGovern, you wouldn't think that happens right away, obviously. I'm wondering how long this line could really be together. Like, Dawkins with his new deal, and McGovern was already paid. Edwards got multi-year. Torrance is rookie. Like, the only I don't even think mentioned him really as a talking point throughout training camp, like the season coming up. But Spencer Brown's in a contract year, mm-hmm. and we were a year ago really wondering like what his future on this team was going to be. Even I remember wondering if they were going to draft the guy last year to compete with him. And then he had a good year and stayed healthy. And I mean, if he builds on that, we're probably talking about a guy that's earned a second contract.
Yeah, and look, the injuries are a concern, and when he gets injured big time, like the back surgery, shoulder in the playoff game against the Chiefs, surgery. So I think they've got to be mindful of that, because this is a young player getting major injuries. What happens when he's 28, 29, 30? Mm-hmm. Is it going to get worse? So I think they have to – I don't know if there's a way to use sports science to better ascertain that. you know, what do body types of his kind do later on? You know, and when you're that long and you're leaning and straining, that's when stuff does go on you, and that's kind of what happened in the Chiefs. So, and not only that, like, what does your off season look like when you're rehabbing all off season and not playing football? Because he had some rust to knock off here at the start of training camp, getting back into pads just because of all the shoulder rehab he had to do because of the surgery. So those are considerations. I don't think it keeps them from giving him a second contract. I just wonder if the value is a little different than maybe what people are expecting. Oh, second contract, he's been a four-year starter, give him all the money. Like, I don't know if it's going to be that. But if he puts another good year together, I mean, they're going to have to pony up some kind of respectable contract.
To the defense, an area of concern maybe before injuries, and it's been banged up, the safety spot. Mike Edwards, Cole Bishop, both of the injuries that went week to week. They bring in a couple of guys. You know, that's going to be – I said to Joe, I said, remind me that I said this, but the start of the season might not be who the Bills are going to be by the end of the season. It might take some time with all the turnover, and the secondary might be – at the front of that, because this is a defense that's been built on that safety play for a long time, and right now we don't know what's going to happen there, just if nothing else because of the injuries.
Yes, Steve and I have kind of agreed on this. I would not be surprised if this team in the first month of the season stubs their toe somewhere where people are not expecting because of all the newness that has to be pulled together, but I think by November and December this team has a chance to be as good or better than the team last year because of a number of factors. Number one, I think they're younger and more athletic, so hopefully that translates into fewer injuries down the stretch, although there are no guarantees, that, and science probably wouldn't prove that either because football is just a violent sport. And number two, I have faith in the player development talent of this coaching staff. And so I think a lot of those young players will be better players in November and December. And that's why I think there is a very good chance that even if this team, as you guys were talking earlier, is 3-2 after five games, I think in November and December they're going to be a much better football team and potentially better than they were last year at that time.
They've needed to go to their third corner almost every year, so maybe this isn't even, you know, ends up being a big deal. But is Kyer Elam's training camp to you pushing for a starting job at all with him getting these first-team reps, or do you think it would just be so difficult to unseat Douglas or Benford, given how good they've been, that he not to say he, again, won't play, they've needed that guy for injuries, but I guess how do you see that room shaking out, given that Elam's starting to get more and more run with the ones?
I think he's been the most dynamic defensive player in camp.
Okay.
If he carries that play through the preseason, he's a starter. Simple as that. I mean, who's made more plays than him on defense?
Yeah. No.
Nobody.
He almost had – there was the one play didn't end up being a play. Remember the bubble screen they were throwing to James Cook, and he almost caught it. It would have been a walk-in pick six for 90 yards.
And that, you know, and that's a play he didn't make.
Right.
I mean, it's a PBU, but it's a play he didn't make.
Right.
There have been a lot of plays he has made. I think he's got the most interceptions of anybody in camp so far. A couple were gifts. I'm not – but you still got to be there and make the play. You know, Josh threw him one on Friday night. Yeah. That was a gimme.
Even in games, he normally, if there's a ball there for a pick opportunity,
he's got more interceptions in the playoffs as a Bill than Tre'Davious White.
Yeah,
I think he has the most. I think he's the only one with multiple.
He does get different kinds of picks too, like whether the it's a good read, the athletic play. Earlier this 2 weeks ago, last week, he rustled the ball out of Justin Shorter's arms, like just
while doing a 180 in the air.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about Kyer Elam. The physical skill set is elite. And so that for the what does that mean for the Bills defense? That means for the Bills defense, he is capable of delivering the spectacular. Like when you need a play at the end of the game, that guy can give you that. Now the question is, and this has been Kyer Elam's thing, can you get rid of the troughs of play? You know, peaks and valleys in your play. Can you iron out the valleys and give them a floor of play down in and down out where the coaching staff trusts you implicitly? I think he's getting to that point here right now, and that's why I say through the course of these three preseason games, if he plays the way he played here in training camp, I don't know how he's not a starter.
Yeah.
One more before we let you go, Chris. We were talking before we got on the air about New Yorkers' superiority complex. Buffalo, yeah. Maybe. Are the Jets going to be good? Because that might be the biggest thing about the Bills' season. Are the Jets, if the Jets are what the Jets think they're going to be, then the Bills' season gets a lot tougher.
If you look at the Jets on paper, they should be very good. I think we also know that the Jets are A1 experts at self-sabotage. And they have, if there is one thing they are consistent at, it's finding a way to screw it up. And having grown up in the New York metropolitan area, I can say with a great degree of certainty, they have done an outstanding job of doing that over the last 40 years. I mean, it's uncanny how well they screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, again, the most Jetsiest thing they could do. All that being said, we have to remember the defense that has given them the most trouble over the last 5 years in this division is the Jets' defense. They make the Bills earn it. Like, everything is a struggle to get against them. And, look, I'm not saying there haven't been – like, think about the game last year where Joe Brady takes over and they win 32-6 or whatever it was.
Yep.
But that's with literally no offense with Zach Wilson at the control. So I think, yes, they could be a problem. And look, I'm telling you right now, I don't worry about the Dolphins the way I worry about the Jets now, especially if Rodgers is healthy and, you know, gets through the season. Because that's the team to be worried about in this division. It's not the Dolphins. Everybody's talking about the Bills' transition. Look at what Miami's defense is going through in terms of a transition. Third coordinator in 3 years, which I know the Bills can say too, but the system hasn't changed. Third coordinator in 3 years, third different system, completely different secondary besides Javon Holland and Kader Cole, who everybody else is different. And they have two pass rushers probably aren't playing week two. Because they're coming back off long-term injuries. Chubb and Phillips, they're not going to play. So it's basically Chop Robinson and Emmanuel Ogba.
Yep.
I like that
in
week two. And their offensive line might be more of a mess than it was last year. Teron Armstead's a year older. You have a brand-new center, Aaron Brewer. Who the hell is that?
They lost Robert Hunt in free agency.
I think Tua's ability to get it out quick has given that organization a false sense of security. And much like we say the law of averages, that Buffalo's offensive line is not going to be healthy for all 17 games like it was last year, I think the law of averages is going to come home to roost on Tua's health with that offensive line, because it is not a good offensive line.
Chris Brown from St. John Fisher. Thanks for the time. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. We'll be talking to you weekly, right?
Yeah. That's right. Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah.
We're chatting Mondays and Fridays during the season.
Yes,
very good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks again. And, we'll talk in a couple weeks.
Sure.
All right. Chris Brown, first preseason game coming up, of course, Saturday, 1 o'clock against the Chicago Bears. We'll get a break in. Carl Jones is going to join us next hour as well. We'll talk a little Bills. He's also got a prediction on the Syracuse football team, Joe. Try and stop me from talking about that.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go.
All these Syracuse guys.
He's got him at 9-3 with Fran Brown. Let's go. We're back.
It's like a swarm.
We're back. We're back. The expanded playoff. It's
my gosh,
orange.
The expanded playoff in front. I can't take it.
All right. Back in a minute on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.